This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Thursday, January 21st. God's word to you today is needless. Our scripture reading is taken from Philippians 4, verse 6, and it says, "Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank Him for all He has done." God's instruction to us concerning worry is, don't worry about anything. Worrying does not make sense. Worrying does two things. Firstly, worry exhausts your time and energy. Worrying is a waste of time and energy. It is unhealthy, unreasonable, and it is unhelpful. It just does not make sense to worry. Yet we have very intelligent people that worry. In fact, the intelligence is causing the worry. But if you look at it properly, it does not make sense to worry. There is a huge difference between worrying and thinking. Thinking, problem solving, will lead to a solution. Worrying never leads to anything. Worry just brings anxiety, negative emotions. The second thing worry does is, worry exaggerates the problem. Worry says, there is a big problem, and this problem is going to kill everybody. It is a lie. Have you heard people make statements like, I'm finished? 5 years after that, they are still alive. Unfinished. It means they were not finished. The fact that you are down does not mean you are out, and you will not be out until you see Jesus. So if you are down, you are not done. You are down, but you are going to get back up, so there is no reason to worry. How do you know? I'm not immune to life and situations. I have had my challenges, and I still have challenges I'm facing. But I refuse to worry. It is not going to happen. Why? Because of what I'm teaching you. Intelligent people should not be worrying. It does not make sense. It is a waste of time and a waste of energy. Worry paints the problem bigger than it is. Have you heard some parents make statements like, this child is going to kill me? Why? Perhaps because the child did something wrong? Then 2 years after, they are still alive, and the child has not killed them. Exaggeration. To exaggerate is to magnify something, to make it bigger than it is. The only person you should magnify is God. Psalm 34 verse 3 from the King James Version says, "Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together." The enemy says, "Magnify your problem alone." The only person worthy of magnification is God. God shows us clearly in his word what to do with our burdens. Psalms 55 verse 22 says, "Give your burdens to the Lord, and he will take care of you. He will not permit the godly to slip and fall." The world proposes many prescriptions to worry, but there is only one solution to worry, and that is prayer. Prayer is the way to remove the worry barrier to the flow of new streams. Cast your cares upon him. When you pray, God is magnified, and your problem is minimized. When you pray, God is enthroned on your heart. When God is enthroned on your heart, he becomes enthroned in your situation. When God is enthroned in your situation, no matter how problematic, God is going to bring it under control. You cannot wish or talk yourself out of worry. You can be encouraged, but in the final analysis, the solution to worry is prayer. There is no other. Let us pray. Our prayer today is a song. Be magnified, O Lord. You are highly exalted, and there is nothing you can't do. O Lord, my eyes are on you. Be magnified. O Lord, be magnified. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.